WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on my radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Nova Lupa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
In theory, this is the last scuffed edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card rockets like in the Fortnite item shop, where Fortnite is racing, Lego, Minecraft, music, and also a Battle Royale experience. All in one. So enjoy. Hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and joined as always by the intern King Kittens.
Hey, Rock. Do you have marble or not root?
I'm out of not root. I need more not root.
Okay, I just got some not root, but I need to refine my marble. Hang on.
I need more not root.
Okay.
It's a lot. caves are wild.
The grassland caves aren't bad.
No. If you
the ice caves are freaking awful.
No, if you get lost in the grassland cave and can't find your way out.
Oh, see, I didn't have that problem.
See, I've gone very deep into the cave. And
you got all up in that cave.
I got up all in that cave, and I just, death happens sometimes. It happens. We are also joined by the X-Corps soldier himself, Subway.
What's up?
We have the godfather of Extreme Rob Parks.
Good talk.
We have the godfather of Extreme Rob Parks.
Objection.
No, the trial's
over.
No, well, we have the answer here in a minute. Not that answer, but a answer. Not the answer.
I call for a mistrial then.
Okay. We'll see about the results here in a moment. Of the trial of the lone jobber.
Lone jobbers.
Happy holidays, lone jobber.
Happy holidays to you too, Ralph.
So when's Hanukkah?
It's a holiday where we light candles.
I said when.
And think about burning our enemies.
When?
When is Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Currently. Now.
What day did it start?
Started on Thursday, Rock. Started on Thursday. Yeah, that did.
But
Thursday night.
Oh, it started Thursday night, right?
Yeah. Thursday night, yeah.
And if you want to find out more about it, you can actually, we can confirm this, go to the Lone Jobber's Twitter page and celebrate Hanukkah.
Well,
that's what I do during Hanukkah.
He does.
That's what
at least for the first night or two.
Yeah, absolutely.
First night or two, and a pre-night.
A pre-night.
We'll call it a pre-night.
I had to find out, can you still stream live on Twitter? And apparently you have to use the app, and I didn't like using the app, so we'll see.
So for those curious, he was doing the lighting and all the thing, the blessing. He did like a 30-minute thing for Hanukkah. 12 hours early?
Something like that? Yeah, that would be accurate. I mean, I have a reason, but it doesn't matter. It still happened early.
But what was your reasoning?
The fun part was, so all the calendars that I've looked at work will always have Hanukkah on whatever day.
Yes.
But they always mean the day of Hanukkah. For those who don't know, the Jewish calendar works where it's a new day at nighttime. Mm-hmm. So, most of the calendars, I look at it, I go, hey, calendar says that Hanukkah begins on Thursday, the day. So that usually means it's the night before. It's the one year that it's like, this calendar actually understands how days work. And it was wrong. And it just happens that was going to be the one of the two shows I was going to do. That was going to be a full-length Let the Candles Burn show. So... Yeah, that was fun.
But hey, he planned something.
It happened.
He planned something.
It happened.
So, to help him celebrate the holidays tonight, live on CB Radio, tonight's Greater Than Great Debate is Hanukkah jokes.
Oh, God.
64 of the greatest Hanukkah jokes that you can find.
I fucking hate it.
There's Hanukkah jokes?
There are Hanukkah jokes. There are a couple.
I did not think.
There are a couple that we did not put on this list.
No.
Were they that good?
They were that.
We'll call it that.
They were really good, but really wrong.
They were special.
They were.
All right.
They were, yes, it was just a couple. There was a couple that were really wrong for a debate. I mean, we have standards and we kind of, there's like, we pushed the line a lot.
Yeah.
This would have just, it would have gone to that line and I didn't want to go to that line.
This would have gone past the line.
Oh, wow. If this guy's sitting, that's something really bad.
They weren't great. Like, hey, if you're talking to your buddies, that's one thing. Doing a debate.
Oh,
it's just sort of like,
there's a line.
There's a line, a classic line that I want to uphold.
There's CB Radio post show.
Yeah.
Would the Jewish community find them funny?
No.
Okay. No.
But the Germans.
Possibly.
See, you guys offended Rob already. Godfather.
Yeah. That's the best way it's going to...
64?
We got 64 jokes.
This is going to be hard. Oy vey.
No, the oy vey's later. You're too early on the oy vey's. we do the jokes.
No, it's going to be a rough one.
No, it's not going to... No, it's going to be fine. We will make it entertaining, as always, here on the show. Did you prep a corner, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we'll get into the corner first, then... Once the corner's over, we'll seal the fate of El Presidente, whether he's impeached or not impeached. Because voting's been happening all week.
I have questions.
You have questions?
I have questions.
Of course you do.
Of course you do. So we'll get to that, but first, we dive deep into what they call the intern's corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
What do we got?
You're making me actually stop harvesting in order to do this. We have our Intern's Corner for this week. We're going to start off with This Week in Wrestling History. We're going to do some celebrity birthday guesses, and then we're going to finish up with a good old holiday movie of the week. So, first up, we have This Week in Wrestling History. We have a couple of noteworthy things. None of them have to do with Tribute to the Troops, which a lot of the stuff for this week seemed to be around. But first up, December 3rd, 2006, what many consider to be the worst WWE pay-per-view of all time took place, which was ECW's December to Dismember. It was headlined by the Extreme Elimination Chamber for the ECW Championship, won by Bobby Lashley. For those who don't remember that, that was when they had a chamber match where everyone had a weapon in their pod.
The Extreme Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, it was special.
They stole that from us.
Yeah, anyway, continue.
Next up, we have December 4th, 1991. Hulk Hogan was stripped of the WWE or WWF title by then president Jack Tunney due to shenanigans that took place on this Tuesday in Texas. The WWE title was then awarded to the winner of the 1992 Royal Rumble match, and we all know how that turned out. Woo. December 5th, 2004, Randy Savage wrestled his only match in TNA at Turning Point, and it would end up being his final wrestling match in general.
Sad.
Next up, December 6th, 2004, so one day later, same year, Lita defeated Trish Stratus for the WWE Women's title in the main event of Raw, and it would be the last time the women would main event Raw until 2016, so 12 years later. And finally, December 9th, 2001, Chris Jericho became the undisputed WWE champion when he defeated Steve Austin and The Rock in one night to unify the titles.
Wait.
What?
Are you telling me that he defeated Stone Cold and The Rock in the same night?
I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
I've never heard that
before.
Why
does he never tell people this?
Yeah. That's new.
I don't
know.
We've broke some news
on this show. That was the first time I've ever heard that Chris Jericho beat Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock on the same night. Wow. Amazing.
I'm sure it's on a list somewhere.
It's probably on a list. That's big news.
Next up, armbar. So, next up, we have celebrity birthdays. First up, December 3rd is the birthday of one Brendan Fraser from the Mummy movies, The Whale, Blast from the Past,
Encino Man, some of his greatest work, Airhead.
Brendan Fraser. Chat says 55. I'll go 56?
54.
57.
I'll go... I don't think he's... 58, but he doesn't look 58, so I probably screwed myself.
55, so Chat got that one right.
I was close.
All right, next up, December 4th, the birthday of Oscar Award winner from My Cousin Vinny and Aunt May in the most recent Spider-Verse, Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei, she's got to be what, is she 60? You say 60?
63.
You say 63?
57.
You got a 57? Got a 67 for Nash, 63 for Matt. 60?
59. All right. December 4th is also the birthday of, well, he's in Tron, but most notably, he is the dude, Jeffrey Lebowski, Jeff Bridges.
65.
Wow. Chat, what do you think? Seb, what do you think? We have 68 in chat from Ash.
You guys can.
Now I can.
I said 64.
We got a 64. We got a 69.
I had said 60 on the last one, too, Rock.
You did. I heard that one.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's weird.
Trying
it through my Xbox tonight instead of...
I see that.
Because I got the Discord on Xbox now.
Yeah. 72.
74. Next up, well, he's just most notable for being Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle, Frankie Muniz.
Francis. Was he on Dancing with the Stars, too?
Yes.
I got a question.
Wait. Brock doesn't know most of the references I make for stuff, but yet he can pick out that Frankie Muniz was on Dancing with the Stars.
Because they made it a big deal on social media. 39 to 30. 38?
40.
Did you ever give an answer?
He did not.
43.
Rob?
All right. 37.
38.
There you go.
Next up, we have the director for who's most notable for movies such as Knocked Up, the 40-year-old virgin, and he's also husband to Leslie Mann. It is one Judd Apatow.
Oh god, trying to think. 55.
54.
54. Because it's been like 20 years since 57. He had
57.
Like when was he Superbad or no? No, that was the other Seth Rogen. But you said Knocked Up in Trainwreck. That was like 15 years ago. So yeah, 20 years ago. Right. What's the answer?
The answer is 56.
Okay, what's next?
Two more. We have next up December 8th. So yesterday was the birthday of a rapper. Actress, former stripper. It is one Nicki Minaj.
Was she an actress?
Yeah, she was in, I believe, Hustlers.
Never seen.
Nicki Minaj, 39.
Was in Wrestler, but do we call him a wrestler?
Who would you say? Because you kind of broke up.
Refrigerator William Perry.
I mean, you wouldn't call him a wrestler, no?
I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't call Nicki Minaj an actress, but I don't know, dude. 40?
38.
37, then.
Right at the same time, nice. What's the answer?
41.
We were close. So I almost was one off.
And finally, from the Big Bang Theory, Howard Wolowitz himself, Simon Hedberg.
I want to say...
40?
42?
Who is he?
41.
Wolowitz from The Big Bang Theory.
His mom.
Who again?
Howard Wolowitz from The Big Bang Theory. He was also in Old School. That's all I know him from.
He plays Moist in Dr. Horrible's Sing Along Blog.
Oh, when he was in that, what was that other show? But you probably never saw it.
I don't know. What was the other guesses?
I said 39 or 40, something like that. Oh, I said 42. Sub said 40. We had a 43. We have a 35. Deborah, what'd you say?
40. I think I went one higher than you, Rob.
Okay.
I'll go one below sub.
And the answer is?
43.
We were close.
And finally, we have our movie of the week, which is The Polar Express from 2004. So we're going holiday themed with this.
Holiday themed. Got it.
So, for this movie, we have some trivia. First up, the movie is based on the book The Polar Express, written by Christopher Van Allsburg, who also wrote Jumanji and Zathura, both of which were also turned into movies. The film is listed in the 2006 Guinness Book of World Records as the first all-digital capture film where all acted parts were done via digital capture. In the North Polar City communications room, an elf describes a bad little boy in New Jersey named Steven, who's terrorizing his two little sisters. This line is a nod to Robert Zemeckis' friend and mentor, Steven Spielberg. Spielberg grew up in New Jersey and has admitted many times he frequently terrorized his two younger sisters. When the engineer and fireman are trying to grab the pin necessary for the train's throttle, a working flux capacitor is visible in the background. This is a reference to Back to the Future, another Zemeckis film, and could mean that the Polar Express itself is a functioning time machine. Three different actors play the role of Hero Boy in the movie. Tom Hanks does the motion capture and adult voice. Daryl Sabara, who is the young child actor from Spy Kids and is Meghan Trainor's husband, does the voice acting. And Josh Hutcherson from Five Nights at Freddy's and The Hunger Games does additional motion capture for the movie.
Interesting.
The address spoken by the conductor early in the film of 11344 Edbrook is the real address of Robert Zemeckis' childhood house. The house is in a South Side Chicago neighborhood called Roseland, I don't know if he has to cross 8 lanes of motherfucking highway to get there, though. Billy is the only person aboard the Polar Express, passenger or crew member, who is actually identified by name. Everyone else just has either a synonym or they're not normally identified by actual name. And then the close shots of Hero Girl's train ticket floating in the air is a nod to the trademark shots of the feather doing the same thing in Forrest Gump, which also starred Tom Hanks and was directed by Robert Zemeckis. And that is the intern's corner.
So with that, it's time to figure out whether or not we have a president or not. So once again, it's time for the trial of the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
What you are witnessing is real. The participants are not actors. This is a real trial. Taking place in the courtroom of CB Radio. Live. In front of all of you people. Both parties are ready to present their cases. And have their disputes settled. This is the impeachment trial of the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
We are back in the courtroom. All counselors are here. Present, I assume.
I see.
We have Counselor Jobber. We have Counselor Intern. Counselor Parks.
Yep. I object.
What are you objecting?
I should have been introduced after Job.
Oh, you
line of power.
Line of power.
Yeah.
Got it. So we're gathered here today to find out whether he should be impeached or not. Last week, if you have missed the episode, we had the entire trial of everything. We got everything out on the table, and it's all up to you people. As of midnight tonight, the poll has stopped. We've screenshotted the final results, and they'll be put on the official record book.
Damn it.
I don't know how real this is, but okay.
Yeah. I think there might be some recounts in some counties.
Right back, I'm switching to my phone. So I'm listening, so it don't matter, I guess. I told you not.
Okay. So.
Stop, is it me? I'll be right back.
Okay. So it's all legitimate. I mean, the votes were counted. People saw them. You had 100% real accuracy of votes that happened for the trial. 552 votes were accounted for in this trial. Every vote counts. As we've heard for years, every vote must count.
Uh-huh.
Did we ID these people?
Yeah, do we get signatures on these people? Are they registered to vote?
Yes, everyone who voted was registered to vote. I don't. We're not here looking for IDs. What kind of budget do we think we have here? We're a very limited
just
budget.
For an intern, I know that.
So, is everyone ready? To find out whether he's president still.
Sure.
And the answer is...
I'm on the wire! I'll never go down! And just to know...
Oh, wrong answer. Wrong answer button. And the winner... Well, the result is... With 419 votes... Which is not 420. We only made it to 419.
Boo.
No, he should not be impeached. Lone Jobber is still the president of CB Radio.
Wait, Rob and I won? Congratulations, Rob.
Hey, I knew I could win.
So you're not objecting? You want to take back your objection about the voting process? Counselor?
Which counselor?
You. You were the one who was objecting.
No, these are 100% fair. 100%
fair now. Okay. Okay.
Works and I'll check that check in the mail.
So 419 votes, 75.9% of the voting audience determined that the case you made last week, Brent, was not enough to impeach him.
That's fine. I don't care.
You tried.
As I said, my goal wasn't to get him out of office. My goal was to light a fire under his ass, and apparently it worked.
I mean, we've got two holidays.
I always do holiday stuff.
You've shown up for about 4 weeks ever since we announced we were going to impeach you.
No, I showed up once Brock set a thing up so I could try to be part of the show. And we're like, oh.
I mean, we've always
had... These headphones work.
We always had Discord, just me calling an FU line that made you decide to show up.
Yeah, because, again, I tried to do this before once at work, but the fans overpowered me.
Yeah, so congratulations, Jubber.
Yay!
How many of these votes were Jubber using different IP addresses?
So it was my phone and my computer.
That's what I figured.
I was like... That's, I was like, wait, my phone doesn't count as my house. So everything else, I will say, I went on my Twitter. I went on my Blue Sky, Mastodon. I would have gone into MySpace, but MySpace sucks. Threads. I went into basically every stupid little thing I could find to try to pimp this out all week long. So congratulations, Brett. So- mission accomplished.
So remember how I said he didn't speak to his electorate? Again, light a fire under his ass.
And now I'm going to become Ace's new band manager, so I'll see you in like 6 months.
You think it'll take that long?
First, he has to find them first.
That's true.
I don't think anyone...
Do you think anybody really wants to book Ace? Come on now.
Just wait until he figures out how to use a VPN. I mean, let's be real. It wasn't hard to vote on the page.
No. I voted during the show. As soon as it went live, I voted.
And it was very easy to, if you wanted to vote a second time, it was very easy to do. If you wanted to.
Yeah.
It didn't make it very hard.
No, you didn't.
I mean, the last time he was caught slipping.
So
he almost lost the election.
He almost lost the election last time, yeah. But here...
Well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, we know that he only has a few months left anyway.
You think?
He already said he's not running again.
Yeah, but who says we're doing an election?
That's true.
We are converting this from a presidency to a dictatorship now. Thank you very much.
Wait, isn't that one of the things that I brought up as part of the,
Somebody is going to be sent to the gulags. I think you can guess which one of you.
Wait, we're playing Call of Duty now? Anyway.
So, Rock, now that he has been confirmed as CB Radio president,
mm-hmm.
That means he can take over all of his previous duties, correct?
No.
Yes?
No.
It was part of his job.
Well, he doesn't have access to do it since he's at work, so the debate still falls on you.
Brett, how about this? You figure out a way that we can make a quick soundboard with all these things that I could, like, introduce every thing, like, 15 times so you can just pick and choose. There you go. That's the only way I'd be able to run a debate.
Technically, you would need a soundboard. Technically, you would have to have 64 sounds for it, because you would have to have one for every entry in the tournament, not 25.
Yeah, well, no, what I'm saying is, I wouldn't be saying, okay, it is Macho Man against Hulk Hogan, and the next year I'll use the same clip, I'd have to be, this is Macho Man and Hulk Hogan, and then the next one would be Macho Man. You have to have different ones for each bracket.
That was what he... So you need...
That's what I said. You have to have all 64 entrants you talk about.
And he wants it said multiple times.
Oh, no. Yeah, everything would be said multiple times, so each one would be able to have a new blip on if they won the next round.
So each of them needs
whatever the hell.
4 times 64, or more, at least.
Yeah,
at least,
screw that shit.
Yeah. But, so to officially say, court is now, I would say, out of order, or no longer in session.
Adjourned.
So. There you go. Officially, we're out of the trial.
Objection.
Rob, you're fired.
We won somehow.
No more objections.
I think we should counter sue.
Objection.
No, Rob. Hey, Rob. If you want to, you can have my job. I'll just leave. You'd be in charge of doing an intern's corner and a and a debate from, you know, week to week. How about that?
Those aren't
some... On this Rob takes over for intern, would this mean he also picks for our team each league?
For
that's part of your duties, too.
Anyway. Rob would have to pick for two teams now.
And he, yeah. That's not going to happen.
Oh, man.
Anywho, let's get into the great debate tonight. Which, as we told you at the top of the show, is going to be Hanukkah jokes. 64 of them.
Nope.
Can you believe it? 64 Hanukkah jokes. Brent, are you ready?
No.
Well, too bad.
He sounds
ready enough to me. It's time for the Great and Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than the Great Debate.
All right, we've got Hanukkah jokes. Rock, you know my one condition for doing this, right? Okay, that was doubled, but awesome.
It's coming from Discord, so you deal with it.
Oh, well, great. Yippee. Great. All right, so we have Hanukkah jokes as our tournament for today. So we're going to start with round number one. So starting off, we've got, what makes Hanukkah a superior holiday to Christmas? No roof damage from the reindeer. A survey was carried out to find what percentage of people celebrated Hanukkah. It turns out it was a small minority.
The second one.
God, that was a horrible second one.
That's what makes it good.
Minority.
I think it'd have been better had Jobber done it. But
here we are.
I'll go with the one.
Great.
Which one are you going with, Brent?
I'll go with the first one.
The second one moves on next.
All right. How come some dreidels never sleep in bunk beds? Because they always want to be on top. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there? Honey.
Honey who?
Honey K is my favorite holiday.
Ugh.
These are dreidel
jokes.
They're great. First one. Brent?
First one.
Sub, you there?
I'll go with the second.
Oh, crap. I had picked on the first one, too. I'm sorry, but the second one.
The first one moves on next.
All right. Next up, two menorahs are sitting in the window. One turns to the other and says, wow, it's getting hot with all these candles. The other looks back and says, whoa, a talking menorah. What did the elder Hanukkah candle have to say to the younger? You're too young to smoke.
The first one.
First one.
First one.
First one.
Second one. Just to be different.
First one moves on. Next.
What's the... Oh, wow. What's the worst thing you can say to a Jewish bread delivery man?
Oh, this is going to be great.
What's the Holocaust?
Oh, God.
Oi.
Oi. I didn't catch that one. We didn't catch that one, right?
Second one.
Hmm.
Did you hear about the wife who already ate all the chocolate in the house on the second day of Hanukkah? Now she feels guilty.
Kind of missed one. It's all right.
Number two.
Number two. We're just moving number two on next.
Hmm.
Two.
What do you get when you cross a dinosaur and Hanukkah? Menorahsaurus. What do cows and horses light when celebrating Hanukkah? A menorah.
Cow poo.
The first one. Or the second one.
Moo.
The first one moves on next.
I'm sorry for many people from my region. What do Hispanic Jews celebrate?
Oh, no.
Quantica.
That one wasn't too bad.
Could what do was. You call a jelly donut that can't stop talking? A jelly jabber. Why is that a Hanukkah joke?
The first one.
Second one.
Yeah, I don't see where that's really like...
Jelly donuts are is food that people eat. Jewish people eat.
Yeah.
Mm. Moving on.
Brent, which one do you go with?
Not the one that will offend people here.
Rob?
With the first one.
First one moves on next.
What did the menorah say when it went on stage? This is my time to shine. What is a dreidel's favorite song? You spin me right round.
You spin me right round.
No, first one.
80s.
Dead or-
what was that? Ever?
Dreidel.
Dreidel moves on. Next.
What?
Next.
What do vegetables say to each other on Hanukkah? Happy Hanukkah. What did the loaf of bread say to the other loaf of bread on Hanukkah? Happy challah days.
First one.
Repeat.
Holidays.
Holidays.
Yeah. We'll go with the two bread.
Two breads. Move on. Next.
All right. Round number two. A survey was carried out to find what percentage of people celebrate Hanukkah. It turns out it's only a small menorah team. How come dreidels never sleep in bunk beds? Because they always want to be on top.
Menorah. T.
First one.
Survey.
Hey, yo.
First one moves on. Next.
Two menorahs are sitting in the window. One turns to the other and says, wow, it's getting hot with all these candles. The other looks back and says, whoa, a talking menorah. Did you hear about the wife who already ate all the chocolate in the house on the second day of Hanukkah? Now she feels guilty.
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 First one.
Holy shit, a talking menorah.
Second one.
Moves on. Next.
Alright. What do you get when you cross a dinosaur and Hanukkah? Menorahsaurus. By the way, Rock, I like when it's and a Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Instead of just...
Second one.
What did Hispanic Jews celebrate?
Hold on.
Hanukkah.
I'm not even getting a drum roll. He's like, he picks the second one when only one was...
The second one?
Still, second one still. Okay, got it. First one.
Hanukkah.
Brent?
Non-Juan.
Rob?
Ooh, the only one.
Juan moves on. Next.
What is the dreidel's favorite song? You spin me right round. What did the loaf of bread say to the other loaf of bread on Hanukkah? Happy challah days.
Oh, damn, they were actually both good. I'll go the first one.
Second one.
Holidays.
Challah.
Rob.
Bread.
Bread moves on next.
A survey was carried out to find what percentage of people celebrate Hanukkah. It turns out it's only a small menorah tea. Did you hear about the wife who ate all the chocolate in the house on the second day of Hanukkah? Now she feels guilty.
Menorah tea.
Guilty.
Chocoholic.
Right.
I'm going to go with the quantitative data of a survey.
Coin goes heads. First one moves on. Next.
What do Hispanic Jews celebrate? Hanukkah. What did the loaf of bread say to the other loaf of bread on Hanukkah? Happy holiday.
Holidays.
First one.
Holla.
Right.
The non the one that will not get me in trouble.
Rob.
Holla holla.
Holla moves on.
Okay. What the?
People are having a time.
A survey was carried out to find what percentage of people celebrate Hanukkah. It turns out to be a small minority. What did the loaf of bread say to the other loaf of bread on Hanukkah? Happy holidays.
Holla.
First one.
Holla.
Holla.
Ain't no holla back. Moves on. First rounders. All right,
now into round number one. What?
First rounders. Let's go.
Yep. What the? How do you drive a Chanu car?
Hanu car.
Okay. A Hanu car? Easy. Just start out with the lat keys.
Food joke.
Who do penguins celebrate Hanukkah with? The icebergs.
Oh, the penguins.
I assume Hanukkah, the first one had a C start, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going with that one. I like that one more.
First one.
Automobile.
Moves on next.
Oh, God. How do you know that Hanukkah is a truly Jewish holiday? What other group of people would celebrate saving on oil?
Pretty pebbles on that one.
What did the car say to the dreidel? Want to go for a spin?
Oh, God. The first oil. One.
What was that, Jabber?
Oil.
Yeah, oil.
Rock, Tim.
Oil. Tim.
Moves on. Next.
What do you call it when Santa doesn't bring you any gifts? Hanukkah. What is a dreidel's favorite dance? The spin dango.
The second one.
First one.
I laughed at the first one.
First one.
Right?
The first one.
Moves on. Next.
Okay, sorry about that. What do you call steaks ordered by 10 Jews? Filet mignon. What hand is it best to light the menorah with? Neither. It's best to light it with a candle.
Second one.
First one.
I'll go with the second, because dad joke.
Second.
Right, I'm going to go first. I was first one. Coin goes. Tails moves on. Next.
Who is a dreidel's favorite musician? Dr. Dreidel. What's colorful, spins around, and has wheels? A dreidel. I lied about the wheels.
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 First one.
Heard the wheel.
Right.
Gin and juice.
Coin. Tails moves on. The second one. Next.
Did you hear? Hang on. Did you hear about the man who wrote a comedy routine about menorahs? It was all a bunch of candle shtick. What's the difference between Hanukkah and dragons? One is eight nights, while the other eight nights.
They're both good. the candle.
Your definition of good and mine are two totally different things.
Which one you go with, Sub? All right, cool. Jobs.
Eight nights.
Sub. Helpful. Brant.
Medieval.
Rob.
Eight crazy nights.
Moves on. Next.
What is a menorah's favorite dance move? The candlestick twist. What do you call someone who celebrates Christmas sometimes and Hanukkah sometimes? Jewish.
I'll put one where I got called out.
I was going to say, I think a couple people got called out on this call, just saying.
Going Jewish?
Of course. Of course.
Ish?
Ish? Brett?
Ish?
Jewish?
First one.
Moves on, next.
What do you call a menorah in armor? A nightlight. If the majority of people in the U.S. celebrate Christmas, then the number of people that celebrate Hanukkah are in the minority.
Rehash joke.
Was a rehash joke a little bit?
The first one.
We go with the first one.
Number one.
First one.
There you go. Next.
How do you drive a Hanu car? Easy. Just start out with the lat keys. How do you know that Hanukkah is a truly Jewish holiday? What other group of people would celebrate saving on oil?
Oil.
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 First one.
Oil moves on next.
What do you call it when Santa doesn't bring you any gifts? Hanukkah. What hand is it best to light the menorah with? Neither. It's best to light it with a candle.
Santa.
Second one.
Flame on.
Brent.
Dad joke.
Moves on. Next.
What's colorful, spins around, and has wheels? A dreidel. I lied about the wheels. What's the difference between Hanukkah and dragons? One is eight nights, and the other eight nights.
Nights.
First one.
Better.
Medieval.
Moves on. Next.
What do you call someone who celebrates Christmas sometimes and Hanukkah sometimes? Jewish. What do you call a menorah in armor? A night light.
Jewish.
Jewish.
Knife fight. The second one.
Ish.
Mel Brooks.
Jewish moves on. Next.
How do you know that Hanukkah is a truly Jewish holiday? What other group of people would celebrate saving on oil? What hand is it best to light a menorah with? Neither. It's best to light it with a candle.
Candle.
First one.
First one.
First.
Do the can.
And the coin says heads. First one moves on. Next.
What is the difference between Hanukkah and dragons? One is eight nights, while the other eight nights. What do you call someone who celebrates Christmas sometimes and Hanukkah sometimes? Jewish.
Jewish.
First one.
Jewish.
Jewish.
Ish.
The ish moves on. Next.
How do you know that Hanukkah is a truly Jewish holiday? What other group of people would celebrate saving on oil? What do you call someone who celebrates Christmas sometimes and Hanukkah sometimes? Jewish.
Second one.
Ish.
Ish.
Moves on. Next.
Oh, God, we're only halfway through this thing.
Ish.
Yeah, we're halfway through already.
Not already. What did the stamp say on the Hanukkah card? Stick me and you'll go places. Teacher after... Teacher after...
Hold on. He doesn't even read the second one. Second one.
That's how bad the first one was.
Next. Okay, what's the second one?
Teacher after Hanukkah vacation. You missed school last week, didn't you? Student. Not really.
First one. So we put down the second one for sub.
I'll go the second one. I'll also put sub.
Two.
Rob?
I'll go the first one.
Coin? Coin doesn't want to work. Coin? There we go. Took a minute. Heads moves. The first one moves on. Next.
What did the little girl call her dreidel? Clay. What is the best Hanukkah gift for someone who has everything? A burglar alarm.
Clay.
Alarm, just to be different.
Hamburglar.
Huh, interesting.
First one?
Yeah. Alright, that will move on. Before you go, Brent. What? It's fine, man. It's going to be allowed, but I wanted to leave it. Held message for a reason. Smart detection. They block the word clay.
Huh.
Clay.
Huh. Okay, Twitch. Clay. I don't understand why clay was blocked. I am confuzzled. Very confuzzled.
Maybe it's too similar to another term, or maybe that's used in... I don't know.
Don't make excuses for Twitch. Bad Twitch. No, bad.
I'm just trying to figure Twitch out. Is the point.
I'm going to ask some people what they think it would be banned. Anyway, next.
What is a matzo ball's favorite sport? Soak her. What did the waiter say when the customer used... If is this English, Rock?
Apparently.
What did the waiter say when the customer used if his latkes would be long? No, sir, they'll be round.
It's probably a word missing in that one, but that's what it said.
I think used should be asked.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't write it. Anyway, we'll go soaker.
Football. Sports.
Sports, move on, next.
Why is Hanukkah the most fun holiday for potatoes? Because they find it so appealing. What kind of martial arts does challah bread do? Judo!
Second one.
Judo.
Ronda Rousey.
Judo. Judo moves on next.
Why did the menorah go to school? To get a little lighter. How much Hanukkah gelt does the skunk get? 1 cent.
1 cent.
The skunk. The first one. The poor skunk.
Two.
Moves on, next.
Okay, why did the Hanukkah gift join a band? To be a rock presentation. With which hand is it better to light the menorah? Okay, that's a... Okay, one moves on.
I did send these to... One will move on. I don't know why I didn't catch it, but I did send this to you to look at.
Yeah, it was also early, and I was not, yeah.
Excuses.
Look, Jobber, do you want to proofread these in the morning on Saturday? Be my guest, it can be your job again.
I used to do these on Saturday morning.
That's what got you the job.
Excuses. yeah, it works both ways. What would Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa say if they were Jewish? Hanukkah Matata. What is a Hanukkah family's favorite game? Menorah Pulley.
The first one.
I'll go with the Lion King reference.
First one.
Lion King.
Lion King.
Lion King moves on. That's what inspired me to do this one, because someone on my Facebook posted that joke up on Facebook and went, that one's a good one to use. That's the reason we're doing this debate. Next.
Happy Hanukkah sounds nice because of all the alliteration. We should do that for Christmas, too. Crappy Christmas, everyone.
With the C. Why do you always, with the CH, by the way.
Why do you always leave a Hanukkah party feeling full? Because you eat a latke.
First one.
Latke.
Look at the crappy Christmas.
First one
moves on. Next.
What did the stamp say to the Hanukkah card? Stick me and you'll go places. What did the little girl call her dreidel? Clay.
Clay.
Second one.
First one.
Clay.
Moves on, next. Next.
What is a matzo ball's favorite sport? Soaker. What kind of martial arts degree does challah bread do? Judo.
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 Judo moves on, next.
Judo.
How much Hanukkah gelt did the skunks get? 1 cent. Why did the Hanukkah gift join a band? To be a rock presentation.
1 cent.
Second one.
First one.
First one.
First one moves on, next.
What would Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa say if they were Jewish? Hanukkah Matata. Happy Hanukkah sounds nice because of the alliteration. We should do that for Christmas, too. Crappy holiday, or crappy Christmas, everybody.
First one.
First one. Circle of life.
Moves on. Next.
What did the little girl call her dreidel? Clay. What kind of martial art does challah bread do? Judo.
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 Yeah, first one. First.
Judo moves on, next.
How much Hanukkah gelt did the skunks get? 1 cent. What would Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa say if they were Jewish? Hanukkah, Matata.
Second one.
First one.
What was that, Jabber? Rob?
Second one.
Brent?
Second.
Who's on next?
What kind of martial art does the challah bread do? Judo. What would Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa say if they were Jewish? Hanukkah, Matata.
First one.
Judo.
First one.
Hanukkah
Matata.
Right?
The first one.
Judo moves on next.
All right, last set's round number one. Thank God, oy vey. What's the best thing to put in the Sufganayat? Your teeth. I think I pronounced that right. I don't know. That's what it looks like. Why are there only 8 days of Hanukkah? Because 7, 8, 9.
Second one.
An old classic. Next.
Okay, I need Rock's help with this one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Delight.
Delight who?
Delight the menorah already. With Hanukkah upon us, how does a Jewish man prepare his tea? He brews it.
First one.
Second. What the hell is that?
Second
one moves on next.
Okay. What do you call a Hanukkah gift that loves to cook? A chef's surprise. Why did the dreidel go to the doctor? It kept getting dizzy spells.
Second one.
First one.
Chef's delight.
Two.
Two moves on. Next.
Why was the broom late to the Hanukkah party? It overswept. Why did the menorah go to therapy? It had a waxy buildup.
First one.
Second one.
Second one.
First one.
Waxy.
The waxy buildup moves on. Next.
Does anyone want to hear jokes about Hanukkah food? I have a lot to those. Why don't we eat clowns on Hanukkah? Because they taste funny.
First one.
Second one. First one.
First.
Two.
First one.
What was that?
First one.
And the first one moves on. Next.
What's a Maccabee's favorite band? The Beatles.
Oh, why did... Hold on. No, that one should never made it. This is why we gotta proof things, right?
Yeah, I'll proof it better next week.
Yeah, just moving that one on, because that one shouldn't have made it.
No, we're not even gonna... Okay. What is a dreidel's favorite vacation spot? The Spinabian. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wick.
Wick who?
Wick way to the synagogue.
Knock, knock.
The first one.
Wicker man.
Two.
Knock knock moves on. Next.
First one.
How can you recognize a Hanukkah hippie? He's the one with his hair in dreidel locks. What Jewish light phenomenon occurs in the north sky? Menorah borealis.
First one.
Two.
Second one.
I like them both, but first one.
I go with the second because it sounds like some ominous medicine that they try to sell you at 3 o'clock in the morning on TV.
I mean, not a lie. Second one moves on. Next.
Why are there only 8 days of Hanukkah? Because 7, 8, 9. With Hanukkah upon us, how does a Jewish man prepare his tea? He brews it.
He brews.
7, 8, 9.
Tea. I'm going with a cup of tea.
What was that, Brent?
Tea.
Who was on next?
Why did the dreidel go to the doctor? It kept getting dizzy spells. Why did the menorah go to therapy? It had a waxy buildup.
No, first one.
First one.
First one.
Give it a second. Give it at least one vote.
Dizzy spells move on next.
Why does anyone want to hear, does anyone want to hear jokes about Hanukkah food? I have a lot of those. What is a Maccabee's favorite band? The Beatles.
Beatles.
First one.
Second.
Not Beatles.
Rob?
Not Beatles.
Move on. Next.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wick.
Wick who?
Wick way to the synagogue. What Jewish light phenomenon occurs in the northern sky? Menorah borealis.
Second one.
Second one.
Second one moves on. Next.
With Hanukkah upon us, how does a Jewish man prepare his tea? He brews it. Why did the dreidel go to the doctor? It kept getting dizzy spells.
Second one.
First one.
First one.
Green tea.
Jobs. Dizzy spell moves. The first one.
Hebrew
moves on. Next.
What is a Maccabee's favorite band? The Beatles? What Jewish light phenomenon occurs in the northern sky? Menorah Borealis.
Menorah Borealis.
Two.
Dos.
Who's on next?
With Hanukkah upon us, how does a Jewish man prepare his tea? He brews it. What Jewish light phenomenon occurs in the northern sky? Menorah Borealis.
Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Menorah.
Hebrew.
Hebrew hammer.
Moves on next.
All right, semifinal one. What did the loaf of bread say to the other loaf of bread on Hanukkah? Happy holidays. What do you call someone who celebrates Christmas sometimes and Hanukkah sometimes? Jewish.
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 Number two.
I'm going to go with two-fifths of this call.
Next.
What kind of martial art does challah bread do? Judo. With Hanukkah upon us, how does a Jewish man prepare his tea? He brews it.
Judo.
Particularly Hebrew.
Judo.
Judo.
Hebrew.
Judo. Move on. Next.
Okay, in our finals, what do you call someone who celebrates Christmas sometimes and Hanukkah sometimes? Jewish. What kind of martial art does challah bread do? Judo.
Sub.
Judo.
Right.
Ish.
Jobber.
Happy holidays.
Rob.
Ish.
Jewish is your winner. Not bad. Not bad at
all. A lot quicker than I expected.
Same. All right, time for the minute.
It's time for the presidential minute with the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
And go.
Ah. I'm really glad this last week is over. I take that dark cloud that had been thrust upon me and do away with it. For everybody does say, all hell, Lone Chopper. All hell, Lone Chopper. All hell, Lone Chopper. I really had a lot to say about it, but I think the people said enough when they voted overwhelmingly for the Lone Chopper, Lone Chopper. The only thing is, I do find it sad that the entire 16-year anniversary was made all about me, but my ego can take that hit, I do think. I think I could accept it.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer?
5 seconds.
Vote Lone Chopper. Wait, we'll see.
Anyway, that was it for another edition of CB Radio. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I think that was just confirmation he's going to run again. I think he just threw his name in the hat.
Doing NFL picks, but Brock unfortunately does not quite have the sign in for it. And everyone, just as an FYI, tomorrow night there is no WTR Sunday night because myself and the producer will probably be smack talking one another because we do have Eagles Cowboys tomorrow night. Yay. So just keep that in mind. You have a free night.
That's not going to be a physical game at all.
No, that's not going to be physical. It's not for, number one in the division. It's not going to have playoff implications. Nothing. It's going to be a nice, friendly game of football. It will also be without the Philadelphia director of security because he has been banned from the sidelines of that football game.
Wow. What are they going to do about security?
I don't know. When it comes to Philadelphia, I'm surprised they even had someone for security. Personally, that's just me. Rob, who are the Bears playing tomorrow?
I believe we're going to go pet some real-life Lions.
Oh, another divisional game. That'll...
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Go Bears.
I would ask who the Sharks are playing, but I don't know.
I don't think anyone cares. All right. God loves sneezing fans. Anyway, no show tomorrow, as Brent mentioned, because we're watching football. Monday night, it's Rob Poe Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack will be live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about NXT Deadline on Thursday. We will be back next Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. If all goes to plan, we may actually have Fortnite beforehand. Maybe. Maybe a Fortnite stream. I don't know. We'll figure it out. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At CB Radio GUE, at King Kins, at Lone Jobber for holiday stuff, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts, sub.
He has left.
He left already? Wow. Yep. He didn't even wait.
No, like, I thought you heard that drop as you were talking.
No. Okay. So I can't hear sounds because it's disabled on streamer mode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like halfway through when you were running down the shows for next week, I just heard poo-doo.
Yeah. So I don't hear those sounds because it's on streamer mode. It blocks them.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, final thoughts. Brent.
I was already talking about it, but tomorrow, big game in Dallas. So how about them Cowboys? Let's go.
Final thought, Rob.
Appreciate everybody for coming. We shall be back next week with even better stuff. Maybe we can maybe another stream or something from Albert for holidays. We've got Kwanzaa coming up.
We have Kwanzaa coming up soon.
So everybody, be safe, have fun. See you next week.
Final thoughts.
By the way, if anybody needs any, you know, case studies done, anybody needs to sue or impeach somebody, give me a call. I'll protect you.
He'll protect you for sure. Jobs.
And he protected me, I guess. I don't know. Thank you all for voting for me. You're all awesome. How many voted against me, Rock?
Voted against you?
Yes, voted against me.
I don't know off the top of my head, but it was like 20-something percent.
All right. You all are dead to me. just FYI, you all are dead to me. You know that scene in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? Where they go and they start beating the shit out of people who left crap for them on the internet. That's me, very shortly. Thank you all who voted for me. Your voice means everything to me, your president. But fuck you bitches who voted no, or who voted against me.
That would require him to actually travel, so that's not that scary.
Hey, so real talk, I actually was planning on traveling this last summer, but, you know, this shit happened. It was going to be a fun trip, but it didn't happen. I would have been able to see it. I wonder if that garbage can is still leaning against that light pole. I don't know.
No.
Thank you.
No. No.
Rock got the scoop.
I got the scoop. Nope. Anyway, this is CB Radio Live. Here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Long day hours of Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. twitch.tv/WTRLive and
CBRadioLive.com.